Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my podcast. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, Star's Conversations, go ahead and do so now and follow the podcast on all streaming devices. Okay, so I wanted to talk about a video that I saw about 4 days ago, 3 to 4 days ago. When I originally saw the video, it only had about 200 views and about 1,000 subscribers, but I thought it was a very interesting topic because it was speaking about women who are Christian versus women who are no longer Christians. And I believe that the content creator's name is Dr. Daph, and it was about 30 minutes long, so I decided to watch it. And so as I'm watching it, I'm noticing that there are three women who are non-Christians. One, she said that she grew up in a church, and she grew up in, I believe she said Baptist, and she was sexually abused, that they had a lot of judgment, and they told her that if you were not a virgin, you were going to hell. If you did not, or if you had a baby outside of marriage, you were going to hell. And so she went to a church that had a lot of man-made traditions and just wrong doctrine, right? If she would have just really just picked up the Bible herself to read it. But again, maybe she was a child when she was hearing these things. And so then we had another lady who was very aggressive, I can say, if that's the right word I could use, because she came in hot. I believe her name is Kim Forbes. She was very emotional. She clearly was not a Donald Trump fan. And she said that Christians put a racist, a rapist, and a man who is misogynistic in the office because of their stance against abortions, because they always want to talk about the babies, all the babies, but they ignore a host of other things that this person possibly stands for, or what he has said. And then there was another lady, I cannot remember her name right now. I think her name was Simone. And she said she grew up in church, and the reason why she walked away from the faith because people were very judgmental, and they were talking about her behind her back, basically, about her tattoos. And then she said that her friend group, who she was around, they will always blame the devil on things. So they stole, oh, the devil made me stole, right? She didn't say that example, but I'm giving an example. And so she said they never really took accountability for their own thing. It's always the devil. And then she went back and said that, you know, Christianity was forced upon Black people and all these other things. And I believe the girl who grew up Baptist, they said that she was going to hell because she wasn't a virgin, or she had a baby out of wedlock. I think her name is Devin. And she said that, you know, if you go back in history, they had a slave Bible and X, Y, and Z. And the women who are Christian were very, in my stance, were very calm and collective. And they answered the questions as best as they knew how. One of the women, I believe her name is Marissa, I think that's her name. She said that, you know, just because I use a pot the wrong way, or as a weapon, I should say, doesn't mean that I should no longer use pots. Basically saying that just because people use the Bible to their own advantage to do horrible things does not invalidate the authenticity of what the Bible has in it. You know, the Bible is the true word of God. And then there was another lady, her name, I think her name is Johanna, and she gave her testimony about her having an abortion and how God just really redeemed her and showed his grace and his love for her, that, you know, she can go and sin no more, pretty much. And so there was another one, can't think of all their names, I'm just really just going off like my memory, but the conversation, it was one, she said she was a pastor's kid, and that she has seen things that has transpired in the church, and obviously, you know, those things aren't good, but her experience as a pastor kid, she never experienced that, but she also took the time to really just read the Bible for herself to get a better understanding of who God is. And that is the ultimate thing, that we have to take the Bible for ourselves and we need to read it. Just because our grandmother has said things, and I'm speaking in reference to the young lady that said that her family told her that if you had a child out of wedlock, you're going to hell. We need to take the Bible for ourselves and read it for ourselves. And I believe those three women who said that they were former Christians did not really take the time to read the Bible for themselves with a posture of a heart to say, let me see if this is truly correct. I believe that they were church hurt. And because of their trauma and the things that they have experienced in the church, unfortunately, by those who proclaim to be Christians and most likely probably wasn't Christians in, or, you know, things just happen, right? We are all human and we're all flawed. I think that they look for, in their minds, they look for inconsistencies. As one of the ladies says, the Bible has a lot of inconsistencies, and you guys know that the Bible has a lot of inconsistencies. And so when she was challenged on, well, can you name a few of those inconsistencies? She was like, oh, menopause praying, I could grab my phone and X, Y, and Z. Now, I watch a lot of debate videos of atheists and Christians and whatnot. And usually when a person really believes that the Bible is inconsistent, they will start to give you their source or their thoughts, or why does the Bible say this in Romans and then in Exodus it says this. Like, they have their facts because this is what they truly believe. But for her to not be able to give any examples of why she think that the Bible has inconsistencies lets me know that she's really just operating from a place of trauma and a place of hurt. And she just rather say that the Bible has inconsistencies to appease her own desire of rejecting the Bible. That's just my honest opinion and my viewpoint when I saw and heard that. And I believe the other two, because of the trauma and the rejection that they received from people who were in the church, they decided that they was going to make up their own God. And, you know, I am God. I think one of the girls says that Simone, I believe, she said that she is God, and she felt judged because of her tattoos. And she found out that the people in the church were judging her or talking about her because of her tattoos. But she actually went away at the end of it all and said that she will look into Christianity a little bit more and do her own research and come up with her own conclusion, which is good, right? You should do that. Excuse me, you guys. So, but the other lady, I think her name is Devin. She was very anxious. She was like digging in her fingernails while the Christian women were talking. The other one, Kim, I believe her name is, she was like rolling her eyes. She was very defensive. She was like, what do you mean? We're not here for that. And the host had to politely let her know, like, well, we are here for that. Maybe not to change your mind or their minds, but the viewers, maybe they want to switch sides, or maybe they want to become a Christian. And then she gave an excuse like, oh, well, you know, I don't think this video is going to make someone change their mind to be a Christian or to be a Christian or whatever. I think it would help them to maybe research, and that could be true as well. And maybe they have already done their research, and this is the video that makes them change their mind, or this is the video that helps them to make a decision if they are going to serve Christ or not. So what I've noticed on the two different sides is that one side was very combative, and then the other side, which was the Christian side, and I'm not saying this to be biased, but they were all calm, cool, and collective. And that's just the peace of God, right? We know that the peace of God passes all understanding. I think Johanna, I think there was just a little bit of tension back and forth between her and Kim, because she was like, well, sweetheart, can I finish? Right? Because Kim just automatically was in attack mode. And so I really pray that Kim comes to a piece. I feel that she has a lot of bitterness for whatever happened in her life that made her hate God because of how people more likely misrepresented God and his holiness to her in her life, right? We see that with Moses when Moses was instructed by God to speak to the rock, and he was so mad at the people that he struck the rock. And God said, because you disobeyed me and you didn't trust me enough to present my holiness to the people of Israel, you would not go into the promised land. So maybe whoever was in her life, how she grew up or whatever situation happened, they have misrepresented God to her and misrepresented his holiness. And this is why she has so much bitterness or anger towards the Christian church. I think she says she doesn't, she doesn't believe. I don't know if she says she doesn't believe in God or she's just not into any religion. And the other two was like, you know, I am spiritual. I believe there is a higher being. But it reminded me of the scripture that says even demons believe that there is a God, right? So even the demons believe there's a God, but you know, you saying that you believe that there's a God doesn't mean anything, because even the demons believe that there's a God. So I just really pray for all the ladies, but Christian as well, that this has strengthened their faith to be beacons in the body of Christ. I believe that we need more women in apologetics. And I also pray for the women who say that they were former Christians and they love. And it seemed as though that the women who said that they were former Christians and they love the faith is because of how they grew up and the trauma and the hurt and the abuse that they have experienced at the hands of people who say they were Christian. And someone in the comments made a very good point, is that those women who rejected God, you most likely were never Christian, because you said you grew up in the church. You just grew up in the church, but you never had an experience of who God was for yourself. You just took what you saw and what was presented to you and said, no, I'm not accepting God because of this person in my life. I believe one of the ladies said that her grandmother, she just was a housewife. And then, you know, her husband died, and that was all of her life. And that's a very disheartening and lopsided view of marriage and godly women in the church, right? Like, oh, well, that's, you're just there for your husband and that's it. So, and then I also, she said something about that the church doesn't accept, you know, people to love who they want to love. And I believe that maybe she possibly has same gender attractions herself as well. So it's just, I think a lot of it is just coming from the non-Christian side. I believe a lot of it is just they want to do things how they want to do it. And because the Bible does not approve of that, this is one aspect, because the Bible does not approve of it, they reject the Bible because they want to be able to do what they want to do and how they want to do it. So they'll find in their minds any little thing that they think that is a inconsistency and say, well, see, the Bible is fake because you know, it was translated so many times. But the readings and the things that they're studying, which is pretty much witchcraft, if it's not the Bible, Jesus Christ, his son dying on the cross, rising again on the third day with all power in his hand, if it's not Yahweh, anything outside of that is witchcraft, right? So we don't have to get into the nuances of it, but you know, somebody had to write that as well. So who's to say that that wasn't manipulated? Who's to say that wasn't translated so many different times, right? So you have to be able to think logically about the stance that you're trying to proclaim that is truth. And then she said something as like, you know, my grandmother passed away. I think she said her grandmother passed away, and she could still feel her grandmother's spirit with her and stuff like that. So she believed that we are energy. She doesn't believe that there's a hell. She doesn't believe that there's a heaven. You know, we're energy and we just are transported or transmitted, something like that, into a different type of energy and things like that. So she's more of the, you know, vibrate higher to your higher self. And what I've noticed too, I want to end with this, is that I see a lot of people who are saying that they aren't Christian, but they follow Christian morale or Christian principles, but they are not Christian, but they have a Christ consciousness. And I'm starting to see that pop up a lot now in this generation, that they say that they aren't Christian, but they follow the Bible and its principles, but they do not believe them to be Christians. They have a higher consciousness. And that's just another Jesus. That's just a doctrine of devils to sway you away from the truth, the way, in the life. So let me know what you guys think about this video. How did you feel about it? I'll leave the link to the original video in the comments here on YouTube, and take a listen and let me know what you guys think about these women. And are you a Christian? If you're not a Christian, why aren't you a Christian? And if you are a Christian, tell me why you are a Christian. So that's all I have to say. Do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel if you are listening here on YouTube, and I will talk to you guys in the comments. Bye.